Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Round one.
Lonely Tesco, value bourbons in a library. I'm stuttering primary, I am my own audio book, but I'm all chewed up like an exercise book. Mum packed lunches, pre-cooked. The playground I overlook are all omnipotent narrators shook. I mutter to myself with no notebook. But then wrestling finds me SmackDown book from a year 13. WWE, status teams, enemies, favourites Matt and Jeff Hardy. Climbing buildings, mounting dreams, ladder stacked high as a bright sunbeam. Fellow library loner sees this interest, pokes my shoulder, turn tentative.
If you like that, then you'll like this. It's like wrestling, but with lyrics.
What's this?
It's music.
Is it garage?
Nah, it don't really have a name.
Where did you get it?
I recorded it off Rinse.
Who's that?
It is a pirate radio station set up by Genius and Slimzy. They scaled rooftops higher than anything Matt or Jeff Hardy could have ever jumped off. Climbed up whole tower blocks and shimmied up pipes at night to reach us, to play this to us, to represent us. That's what pirate radio was invented for, innit?
Radio's even better than wrestling because some of the MCs go to my school. Radio is definitely better than church because...
MCs write sermons for the NZ, feel me? You know what, let me just show you. And I'm gonna break your face, then hang you with your own shoelace. Even your own wares call you waste. I'm too on point observing the place. And nah, you don't wanna come against me. I'm a lyrical G, you're a waste MC. And it won't make sense for us to clash, cause you will get eaten like bangers and mash.
SS Viper, shit, I've heard rumours about his wit. Taught himself four languages, walked in radio just a kid. Saw a door ajar and he wandered in. They gave him the mic, thought they'd get rid. He blew up the set at just 12 years. He's a pirate radio terrorist. Stop seeing Ezekiel, aka SS Viper, in the library reading encyclopedias. Soon after, his pirate radio debut circulates the school, so I have to amp my pace to catch him up on a joint commute. I'd loudly flick through my Pokedex at a bus stop because I can see his cards bulging from his front pocket.
Strong collection.
Thanks. Hand me down to my brother.
I'm the oldest.
Youngest.
I'm Source Girl Viper. S Viper. V. Smallest snake responsible for the most fatalities, innit?
I'm just Deborah.
Deborah. Just Deborah. Debris, yeah, sick, that's what I'll call you. Everyone needs an MC name. You look low-key capable of destruction. Debris, is that cool, yeah?
Very. S-Viper makes donations, his pirate cassettes off all stations. Talk of a ship like Pokemon, only on routes you school and home. Cause he's got friends and I'm alone. He's got friends and I'm alone. He's got friends and I'm alone. He's not gonna chill with a library gnome.
You seen a Charizard shiny that Jazdeep paid a bill for?
I don't know what a bill is, but as he talks to me, I have a life jacket. I pull my Pokemon watch like a gangster with a roll of 50s elastic banded together, and I slip it straight in his top pocket.
Debris, whoa, what are you doing? Are you sure?
Am I sure? Am I some whore banging on your door? What for?
Pregnant, what are you talking about? Be sure.
15, she's underage, that's raw. And against law, 5 years or more.
Actually, I got something for you too.
How did you even get this?
Inherited from my cousin, it.
I can't.
You have to. Plus, I want to see how many words you've been getting wrong now that we don't have to fight through the static anymore.
Dizzy Rascal's always been my favourite. Dizzy gets that I'm bullied, that I'm lonely, and he tells stories like my doll audiobooks, even Mum's audio Bible. Dizzy's honest and raw as wrestling and radio, but I've only ever heard Dizzy 2D. Cassettes recorded and re-round till faulty. This CD case has a broken spine, hinged together with tape. It makes sense. Bit of gaffer. Because corners are where broken things gather.
That was Debris Stevenson featuring Jams. That was called Tag Team Ladder Match. You're tuned into the Atomic Drop, a podcast dedicated to the wonderful world of professional wrestling. I'm back after a week off. I say it was a week off. I wasn't very well. And for the first time in a long time, I thought, you know what, it's probably best not to do a show. It wasn't coronavirus or anything like that. It was. I kind of wish it was. I just had a stomach bug, which meant a lot of painting my toilet from both orifices. But that's enough about that. Yeah, you are tuned into the Atomic Drop, a broadcast like no other about professional wrestling. We celebrate professional wrestling through a lot of music, basically promos. Those of you that know it well. If you like wrestling, or even if you don't, just generally listen to this for the next half hour. I don't know what brought you here if this is your first time, but I do thank you for being here. My name's Tarek. This is coming to you from the fourth floor of a North London tower block. And yeah, not much to say. Like, I've been up to date on the wrestling. Coming up this week, we of course have Super Showdown in like 6 days. Another Saudi show where I think the big event around this is The Fiend versus Goldberg. And I've been reading online, a lot of people think Goldberg's going to win this and then go on to challenge Roman Reigns. So it's Spear versus Spear at WrestleMania. This is, for me, that's a ridiculous sort of, but anything's possible in the World Wrestling Federation, as they say. But yeah, no, I feel that's ridiculous because Goldberg, I swear I've seen Goldberg retire like twice. But at the same time, he wasn't up to it. He can't hang. And we're not saying he needs to have a super long match at WrestleMania, but I just don't. I think Roman's going to need to have something more than 10 minutes. And I think Goldberg gets tired after about 6 minutes. So we'll see how this goes down at Super Showdown. Also, next Friday, not this Friday, next Friday, John Cena returns to SmackDown. I have been missing him. And I'm looking for, like, he's probably not going to wrestle, but maybe he'll say he's doing something at WrestleMania. Because we're in WrestleMania season. As soon as the Rumble happened, as all wrestling fans know, it's now WrestleMania season. The card for WrestleMania is still, there's still a lot of question marks, but I'm very excited. I'm not going to be attending WrestleMania this year. First time in 3 years that I haven't been. It's the first time I've been, I'll be watching WrestleMania on the television since I've been to my first WrestleMania, and I know it's going to be, it's going to be sad, but my plan is to go to WrestleMania 37 in LA, and I'm looking at the Royal Rumble next year, which means I'm going to do a load of overtime. And with this, with WrestleMania 37 being in LA, Los Angeles, I believe you can buy recreational marijuana there, so might be a good year to go to WrestleMania. Anyway, without further ado, we are going to get to the Atomic Drop for this week. We are kicking off with some music from Mega Ran, featuring Austin Creed, who we first played rapping on this show only a couple of weeks ago. But this is Mega Ran featuring Austin Creed, otherwise known as Xavier Woods. This is a song called Sunset Flip. I'll be back at the end of this week's drop to tell you exactly what you've been listening to.
Yo, I seen what you do, I respect it and all. I've been watching wrestling since before I could crawl. So I think the next logical step to progress is to hop inside the ring, give my knowledge a test. Yes, luckily I've got a friend named Creed. He's agreed to show me everything I'ma need. So excuse me, I'ma do a couple stretches and then we can get started with these lessons.
Wait, what are you doing? Is this why I'm here? And why are you in a singlet?
This is my wrestling gear.
I thought I was coming over to play Monster Hunter.
Yeah, I tried to tell you plans changed, but I lost your number. Remember that time we did that battle in the ring?
Yeah.
And everybody loved it and said that we did a thing?
Yo, that was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I know, but I think I want to give this a go.
Bro, no. There are so many things you need to be aware of. The fans, co-workers, yourself to take care of. The respect, ability to connect, and not to mention you could break your freaking neck.
Like Kurt Angle did?
Yeah, exactly. Take a backseat. That guy, he's an Olympic athlete. So imagine what would happen to you.
What's the worst thing, really?
I mean, you could tear your Achilles.
I want to slam fools on the mat. What a suplex, cats give them belly to back. Rock bottom, tombstone, and a sunset flip. So I need you to teach me that.
No way!
I wanna slam fools on the mat. Hear the crowd go wild when I win the strap. Moonsault, sharpshooter, and a F5-2. So I need you to teach me that.
No!
Oh, why not?
Like, just because you're a fan, you think that you can hop into the ring like straight up stance?
Yeah!
Like, what if I decided to rap?
Like you're doing right now?
Well, that's besides the fact. And I'm only doing this just to prove my point. And for the record, I sound pretty good on this joint. But first of all, no shade, but you're of a certain age and the body reacts different to pain. When's the last time you felt?
Well, a week ago, when I got clumsy inside a Home Depot.
Imagine doing that 30 times a day. And some ailments you get just don't go away. And say your wife gets mad, you're always on the road.
I'm already on the road. I do shows, you do shows. I was told entertainment is all the same. It's a different court, but we playing the same game.
I wanna slam fools on the mat. What a suplex, cats give them belly to back. Rock bottom, tombstone, and a sunset flip. So I need you to teach me that.
No way.
I wanna slam fools on the mat. Hear the crowd go wild when I win the street.
strap. Moonsault, sharpshooter, and a F5-2. So I need you to teach me that.
Great. I want to learn to run the ropes, do flat back bumps, throw lines, and perfect the sick working punch.
Who told you these terms?
I got them from the internet. And if you don't mind, I wasn't quite finished yet. Drop kick, drop toe hold, and a scoop slam. A little sweet chin music, tuning up the band. Big boots, headlocks, and Samoan drops. Choke slams, full Nelsons, Indian deathlocks. Fujiwara arm bars, coquina clutches. Make me the baddest. I want to be the toughest. Stretch me out. I want to see what I can take and make it look real, even though we know it's
fine. Don't you ever fix your lips to say that word.
Okay, but you gotta show me how to not get hurt.
Man, I can't do this. I just came to play a game, and my friend is now gone completely insane, so I'm just gonna leave.
You're just gonna leave. I wouldn't ever desert you in your time of need, but one more thing. I got you a gift.
What?
Golden Girls DVD Season 3. Yeah, you like that.
Yeah, I just might.
Well, if you want it, you gotta teach me to fight.
Okay, one lesson, then we gotta stop.
Okay, what's the first thing?
Taking a chair shot.
Mr. Latimer, we are moments away from your big matchup with Tim Storm. What are your thoughts?
Oh, Joski, I'm excited. Tonight, I get to kick the crap out of that old fart, Tim Storm.
I mean, Tim Storm, he's a former NWA World's Heavyweight Champion. I gotta ask you, in a matchup like this, if you were able to get the victory, this could set you up to be in a position to challenge for the 10 pounds of gold. Have you given any thought to that?
I see what you're doing there, Joe. Very sneaky, very sly. Look, Nick's the world champion, but he's also my best mate, all right? So keep your nose out of it. All you need to know is that me and Royce are gonna get our belts back. And that's it.
Well, speaking of getting the NWA World Tag Team titles back, I mean, what are your thoughts on the team of Eli Drake and James Storm?
They're not even a real bloody team. They're not a real team, all right? They're pants, they're crap, they're rubbish. Next.
Well, let's talk about what's coming up next, or at least what's coming up in our main event when the Rock and Roll Express takes on your good friends, your members of Strictly Business, Nick Aldis and Royce Isaacs.
Simple as this, Joe. Look, we don't like the Rock and Roll, okay? So Nick and my boy Royce are going to take out the Rock and Roll just like I'm going to take out Tim Storm. And everyone's going to live happily ever after, okay? Strictly Business will be around forever, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, before we go to that match, I'm going to do a long shot here. Camille, would you like to share your thoughts on anything going on here on NWA Power? Yeah!
To the cranium. with no chance of reversal. This ticket cost me way too much, but I had to watch Undertaker dump in the street. I'm better at, I'm better at, I'm better at WrestleMania. I'm better at, I'm better at, I'm better at WrestleMania. Whoa, oh, and our boyfriend's better than me. Can I be your king of the ring? I'd fall through tables for you. How could I forget a face like yours? But I'm just another here, let this be.
Right here, Jim Cornette. Hey, Commissioner's gonna be across the ring. He's gonna be in the corner of the Macho Man.
Oh, yeah, he's gonna be in the corner, all right. Maybe he can help carry the Macho Man out afterwards. Because you see, Bob Armstrong, you can't get back in the ring. You can't get your own revenge. I got you barred. So what do? You go out and you get this big-time WWF superstar. Try to take a page out of my book. Randy Macho Man Savage. Well, I got news for you. At the Volunteer Slam on May the 20th in Knoxville, there's going to be two superstars carted out of that ring. Randy Savage and Bullet Bob Armstrong. Now, Randy Savage, I've had some dealings with you in the WWF, and I didn't much like it. Because what I think you are is a Grateful Dead Jerry Garcia lookalike. I don't know whether it was Vietnam, World War II, the Korean War, or maybe even World War I. But you're shell-shocked, punk. You have a tendency to go off. But I got news for you. Brother, oh yeah. When you get in the ring with this man right here, you're gonna tackle something the likes of which you've never seen. He's bigger than you, better than you, and stronger than you. And the only reason he's never beaten you is because he's never been in a ring with you. But I know, Bruiser, that you've been around people just like this Randy Savage. What did you used to do with them back in Detroit, huh?
You know, Jimmy, when they come in the Ford plant, they try to bust the lines. I bust their heads. I take a hat like his and stick it in his ear. Because he ain't nothing but a scab. Armstrong's a scab. You're all scabs. Hold this mic up, punk. Don't you do this. That standard looks stupid.
I'm talking to you. Try you.
You want to try me, punk?
Next week.
You better not, punk, because you're not that dumb. Anyway, I am the toughest man, Jimmy. I'll fight anybody. Natural Man Savage, you're a punk. Smothers is a punk. Armstrong, all you people are punks. I'll tell y'all, I'm the baddest man around.
That's exactly right. Let me just say this to Randy Savage and anybody else listening. This man is a sadist. He enjoys pain, both giving and receiving. There's no way to stop him. There's no way to hurt him. And his strength has no limits. So Randy Savage, the Volunteer Slam. Come on down to Knoxville, where you're gonna meet your Waterloo, and then maybe the Bullet can pick up your tattered hat and your broken sunglasses and that feather that sticks out of the side of your head, and he can cart you off with the trash just like he's gonna do with anybody that faces Bruiser Bedlam.
Ooh, don't go away, fans. We gotta be back right after this.
Come on!
ring is in the air, and apparently so is love. And this particular love affair, I can't say anything about on television. Folks, there's a new WCW champion. That belt having changed hands overseas. Attention, hotline fans. I'll have the report on this new belt holder in World Championship Wrestling all night long during my exclusive hotline report right up until midnight tonight. Hey, attention, hotline fans. Tonight, yes, tonight in Los Angeles, World Championship Wrestling unveils a secret weapon that may finally cause the Wild Wrestling Organization to crumble. Of all time, talking to a member of a competing organization about a plot that really thickens, a plot that would directly influence one of his best friends here at WCW. Hotline fans, a major wrestling superstar, which allegedly
said... You have been listening to the Atomic Drop, and that ended kind of abruptly. That was a tribute to Mean Gene by Echo Lightwave Unspeakable. To give you a quick rundown of what you heard over the course of this week's drop, we of course kicked off with Mega Ran and Austin Creed, otherwise known as Xavier Woods, with the Sunset Flip. That was followed by a promo from Tom Latimer, taken from NWA Power. That was followed by a band called The Repertons with a song called I Met Her at WrestleMania. Then we of course heard something from Asuka and Kairi Sane, who are like, I'm a huge fan of both of them. I love the way they promo. I don't understand a lot of what they say, but I think it's absolutely fantastic. And following on from that, we heard Jim Cornette talking trash alongside Bruiser Bedlam upon the incoming threat of Randy Savage to, I think it was, Smoky Mountain Wrestling. I should really know that, but I don't. And then we had a band called Randy Savages. Now, this is easily because there's another band from the States called The Randy Savages, but this band was called Randy Savages. I think they're from the UK. That was called Intercontinental. And then, of course, we finished up there with a tribute to Mean Sheen by a band called Echo Lightwave Unspeakable. Thank you for tuning in to the Atomic Drop this week. I'm thinking, do I have anything else to say to you before leaving? Probably not. I hope you're enjoying the wrestling. Don't forget, it is SmackDown tonight. The Bella Twins will be featuring on this week's episode. I think they're going into the Hall of Fame. That's why they're on tonight, so... Also, I think they might be in Phoenix, Arizona, which is their hometown, so perhaps that's why they're on, but they're definitely here to talk about. It's nice that they're putting the Bella Twins in the Hall of Fame. Remember, it's a Hall of Fame, not a Hall of Wrestling. A lot of people going, oh, the Bella Twins don't deserve to be in there. Rah, rah, rah. I think the Bella Twins did loads for professional wrestling. Not as much as Ric Flair or anything, but they played their part. And people, I don't think people give Nikki Bella enough credit for improving vastly over the last couple of years of her career. But that's just my two cents. This has been the Atomic Drop. Remember, our whole back catalogue is available on Mixcloud if you look for it. And we're available on Spotify. But there's no point in me giving these instructions out because you can hear them, so you know where to find the show. So I thank you. In the meantime, have a great weekend, whatever you're doing. I should hopefully be back at the same time next week, which is like Friday, and until then, take care. Ta-ta.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
I fill your eyes.